You know, I'm going to support this bill. It's better than nothing, but it's not what we should be doing. And people need to understand that this is not going to solve any problems for anybody over August, other than the political problem that they have where they go home and can't point that anything got done, so they'll be able to say they voted for a bill. But this bill is not going anyplace in the other body. They have passed through the other body a bipartisan bill that has a better disaster provision in it than what we're considering here today. And their position is, my position, and that is that we should be moving this bill and getting it enacted into law. So, you know, out of my friendship and respect for the chairman, I am supporting this bill. But I think you'll probably agree with me that we need to get this bill conference. We need to get it moved. We need to get it done so we can get it in place by September 30th. So producers can get what they really need out of this bill, and that is a long-term policy that they know they can count on. So I yield back the balance of my time. I ask my colleagues to support this legislation and yield back.
Chairman, yield back the balance of his time. Gentleman from Oklahoma.
Speaker, I yield myself the remainder of my time.
Gentleman's recognized.
Mr. Speaker, my colleagues, I think the bill we address today is very straightforward. We're going to help a group of producers who, when the 08 Farm Bill passed, thought they had something they could depend on. But because of budget issues, the fifth year was not funded. We need to help them by fulfilling our commitment that what we said would be there would be there. We do it in a responsible way. We do it in a way that does not truly affect the dollars going to additional conservation programs based on recent years. But my colleague's right. This addresses an issue that matters to producers who, for the last 10 months and for the next approximately 2 months, are not able to use a program they thought would be there. But the underlying issue still is passing a comprehensive five-year farm bill, a farm bill that is such that all commodities and all regions can participate, a farm bill that will provide certainty, a farm bill that will make sure that the food and fiber that meet the needs of American consumers, and yes, consumers around the world, can be on the books. My friend and I have worked very hard, and we have made more progress this year than many pundits would have ever given us credit for. But we're not quite there yet. We may not exactly agree on every footstep to get there, but we agree we have to get there. Let's take care of the folks who are hurting today, and let's work to get that farm bill process completed. With that, Mr. Speaker, I urge my colleagues to vote to pass H.R. 6233.